Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath day, February the 25th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time reading, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got one of the most important shows. This show today deals with energy management. The one thing, brothers and sisters, that we must over and understand is that we are walking, talking, breathing energy machines. You vibrate every day, all day, 24/7, 365. Even when you sleep, you are vibrating. You are emitting an energy signature or frequency. So if you are a part of the Clarinomics temple building, you are building your energy frequency. You are building your energy signature. You are building your voice spectrum analysis. Your energy is your thought or thoughts. You must be an energy master. You must master your energy. This is not an option. This is not something that you can put on the back burner. This is Clarinomics. Clarinomics is the household management of your energy, a.k.a. in the form of your soul. If you fail this test, you don't pass, brothers and sisters. You don't get to go to the next grade. In order for you to go to the next level, to go to the next grade, you must pass this test. Today, you are in a test. You are in a fight for your life. Right now, as I'm talking, your life is on the line. You don't even know it. Your eternal destiny is at stake today. Right now, your life is on the line. Because right now, you are in a battle of wills. Right now, there is a fight for your soul. Right now, your eternal destiny is at stake. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, your entire, the rest of your life, whether you go down the left path, the right path, the whole path, middle path, everything hinges upon your ability to manage your energy. Now, we need to be, or I need to be crystal clear today, because sometimes I get on these shows and I get all emotional and I start yelling and screaming and I start preaching. I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher. So I am unapologetically me today. I'm not apologizing no more for being me. I ain't taking a back seat for nobody. I'm not interested in having no friends and making no friends. I don't care. I'm not trying to get no Facebook likes. I'm not interested in people liking me. I'm interested in transforming people because I've been enabling you to continue to be you. By me not being authentic, it doesn't allow you to be authentic. If I'm fake, I'm going to create an environment for you to be fake, and I ain't doing that no more. I'm not going to be part and parcel in anybody else's failure anymore, mine included. So from the day forward, I'm real, 100% honest, 100% transparent, 100% going after the things that I believe I've been called and gifted to do. I am no longer going to set aside my dreams while I watch you fulfill yours at my expense. You will no longer use my energy to foster your imagination. Now, I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about me. But I need you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the biggest mistake that I made in my life, and you probably, maybe, are making that same mistake. Because your thoughts are your best friend or your worst enemy. Energy is thought. It's thought. Energy is an entity. You must master the entities inside of your head. You may have one, or you may be like me. You may have a legion. I don't know. But what I do know, if you don't master them, they're going to master you. Now, let's be specific. Because when I talk about energy, I'm talking about the fact that as I'm talking to you right now, something is going on inside of the neurons inside of your brain. Now, science cannot tell us where thoughts come from. I triple dare you to find out where your thoughts come from. So right now, this is a medical, this is a marvel, this is a scientific and a spiritual phenomenon. And this scientific and spiritual phenomenon is energy. Energy is not created. It's not destroyed. It is only transferred. Now, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I got a problem with that. Because to me, it's like the whole problem of God. Where did God come from? Like who created God? It happened, it just popped up out of thin air. You want me to wrap my brain around that? Now, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but where do your thoughts come from? Now, think about it now. Where do thoughts come from? See, our thoughts come from, yeah, science, nowhere. They just pop up in your head. They just emerge in the form of pixels or pictures in your brain. Are they words that leave your mouth? thoughts come from what they call a neurological processor. These are called neurons. So according to science, neurons that's inside of your brain produce thoughts. So thoughts originate from inside the brain. Some people say thoughts originate from outside the brain. Some people say that the brain doesn't even create thoughts, but rather they process them. Who's right? Who's wrong? Now, we could sit here and we could talk about where thoughts come. We could talk about where thoughts come from now till Jesus come back, and we never would get nowhere. We wouldn't solve your problem. But you see, my brothers and sisters, when you understand neuropsychology and when you understand neurotheology, when you understand neurobiology, see, I do everything I do is neuro. So photons comes into your brain. I mean, photons come from the sun. Those photons, they can't do you no good until your skin transfers them into a neurophoton. So everything that affects you is neuro. It is neurological. So to be an energy master, you must be a neuroscientist. You must understand your neurons. You must major in neurology. Now, everybody that's a part of the Claire Knox Temple Building Program, you already know that we've been talking about neurons for the last 2 months. We're going to be talking about them for the next 8 months. Because what we're going to be doing is I'm going to assist you with focusing your mind on your neurons, because right now your neurons are focusing on your mind. Right now your neurons are whooping your beep. I already know, because my neurons been whooping my beep. But now I've decided to do something that I wrote in my book 20 years ago. And I sent everybody got the PDF and the physical copy that's a part of the group. So people have asked me, Brother Will, you sent me the book, Diligence. You sent me the book, Dare to Be You. You sent me the book, Science of Will. So I sent everybody those three books, physical copies. So that way you can look at it, you can put it in your hand and look at it. Because those three books is the foundation. We're going to spend, I got 50 books I could send everybody. Ain't going to do you no freaking good. In fact, it's just going to make you more confused. These three books is the only three books that you need from now till Jesus come back. If you read those three books every day, just over and over again, it will solve all your problems. Because the only problem you have is misapplied energy and misdirected energy. You're not mastering. You're not an energy master. Neither am I. But you guess what? I'm damn sure moving in that direction quickly. See, an energy master is an entity master, because an energy is an entity, but we haven't been taught that. So we don't understand what an entity is. So today, we need to break down the definition of an entity. Because unfortunately, every time you have a thought, you create one. So you are in an entity relationship, but the entity, again, that you are in a relationship with is the entity that you produced. That is, again, a set of the attributes that is connected to you, meaning everybody in your circle, you created them. I love talking to couples because couples have an energy war. It's interesting. I just like watching the – I just sit back and just marvel at it. It's crazy. So a couple – one person in the relationship put all this energy in, and the other person don't do shizness. In fact, they run. And the person who put in, they sitting at home, and they thinking about you. They sending you text messages. They sending you cards. They sending you flowers. They in love with you, man. They just got all this energy. What is love? Can somebody, what is love? Love is oxytocin. What is oxytocin? It is a neurotransmitter. So every emotion that you're having right now is a neuron. If I remove that chemical, you have no emotion. You have no energy. I don't know if you understand that. Let me make sure now. I'm not trying to belittle anybody. I'm not trying to talk down to nobody. I just need you to understand. Now, I'm talking about myself, because when I wrap my brain around this, guess what happened? From that day to this day, nothing outside of me affects me. Now, my children would tell me, Dad, you are an emotionalist asshole. But know, only, I only got one son that would say that word. My daughters, they got, they're a little bit more respectful. They'll say, "Dad, you just kind of, you're a relic." They say, now, again, not just my children, if anybody that really know me, sometimes they say I come off as a little stoic, a little distant. Sometimes I don't respond. People do stuff and they punch buttons and they don't get the response from me that they're looking for. So somebody can walk to me, hey, yelling and screaming, "Man, there's a fire in the garage." And I don't jump up and run to the garage. And so we play games and my kids would hop behind the door and they'd jump out and say, "Boo." And I don't jump. And they're like, "Dad, we try to scare you." Or they tickle the bottom of my feet and it don't do nothing. No response. Because let me make sure you understand what you will know in the next 30 minutes. Energy, my brothers and sisters, is the result of a stimulation or a situation. Now, I can't control the situations that happen in my life, but I can control how my energy reacts to that situation. I can't control if it rains outside right now. But I can control whether I get pissed off because it rained, take up a brick and throw it through my window because I'm pissed because it's raining. I can't control the rain, but I can control my energy in response to the rain. Now, I can't control if you don't like me, but I can control how I respond if you don't like me. I can't control if you go on Facebook and blast me, but I can control how I react to reading the blasting. I can't control what you do, but I can control what I do. I am an energy master, and I need to teach you how to be one. I need you to understand that no one outside of you should be able to affect you in the manner that they do. Now, how do you do that? It's easy to say that. It's easy to say, don't let nothing affect you. But you come home and your husband's gone or your wife's gone, or you go to your job and they say, "Thank you for your service. We know we don't need you no more." That's easy to say. Don't let that affect you. But when it comes time to implement it, how do you implement it? See, my brothers and sisters, something that has a real existence. Now, an entity, again, is what they call essential essence, nature, and energy. Energy and entity. Now, an entity and an energy is the same thing. But since we separate them, we don't understand them. So to master entities, you have to understand it is a essential element. Now, let's go to dictionary.com, our favorite dictionary. And if you're at home, please go to dictionary.com or take out a good dictionary because, again, life and death is in the power of the tongue, as we talked about on yesterday's show. And if you did not listen to yesterday's show, please, it's very, 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 very important because we talked about voice alchemy on yesterday's show, meaning at the last show that we did yesterday. Well, I did three shows yesterday. And during those three shows, I broke something very down. I broke something down. And I need you to understand what we talked about on yesterday's show, not the first show, not the second show, but the third show. And I talked about your DNA is a biological internet and how language programs your DNA. And I asked everybody, and I'm going to ask you in case you missed yesterday's show, to understand how to program yourself, how to control yourself, how to control any entity, demon, devil, doctor, bishop, reverend, master teacher, anybody. You use the seven laws of language. Now, if you go to dictionary.com and if you type in the word linguistics, like we talked about on yesterday's show, and you read the definition of the word linguistics, in the definition, as always, purpose of the thing is in the name of the thing. So linguistic is a specialist in linguistics. It's a person who is skilled in several polyglots, polyglot. Now, because I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, let me make sure you understand.
Polyglot. Polyglot.
Now, a polyglot is a mixture. It is a person who speaks, writes, or reads numbers of languages. A polyglot is a book, especially a Bible, containing several texts in several languages. Now, let me say that again. A poly, minty, many means many, glot, G-L-O-T, like almost like the gun, glot. Now, a glot, G-L-O-T, again, according to the definition of the words, how do you control entities, brothers? How do you control entities, sisters? How do you control your energy? How does anybody, I don't give a beep who they are, they don't affect you, or they do. Glot. The word glot means having, it means someone who have a tongue. It means someone who understands what I understand, which is called intonation. Glot in the Greek, it means glottos, G-O-L-T-T-O-S-S. This is what the Bible is. It's a glottos. It's where they got the word glot. A glock, G-L-O-C-K, really is a glot, G-L-O-T. It's a gun. Now, a G-L-O-C-K, I used to own one. When I was in a law enforcement, I had a Glock. That was the weapon of my choice. To this day, that's my guy. If people got Berettas, Rugers, all these other weapons, they're great. I like a Glock. It's really light. It has very little kickback. So Glocks are designed for rapid fire placement. Please listen to the words I'm saying. A glot and a Glock. One's the tongue, the other is a gun. The tongue and the gun are the same. So I can use a Glock 9. I went to the Glock 40. I like the 40 now because the 40 is like a little cannon. It got a little bit more kick. But a 40 will leave a hole in a man's chest, like the size of a dime. So a Glock, if you got a Glock 9, you got to shoot somebody like me about 6 times to stop them. Because the 9 millimeters, but a 40? I don't know if you ever seen the shell casings of a 40 and the shell casings of a 9 millimeter round. Now, when I talk like my mouth spits or shoots weapons. That's what the Bible talks about, fiery darts. A fiery dart is a word that comes out of somebody's mouth that controls your energy. So I can walk up to you, and if you are new to the faith, if you are a babe in Christ, we'll put it that way, I can say words, and they will affect you. Now, when you are a Hebrews 6:1, now for 20 years I've been saying this. For 20 years I've been saying I am a Hebrews 6:1 Negro. 20 years. 20 years I've been asking everybody that know me, everybody that listens to anything that I say, everybody that's a part of any organization that I've developed, and I've developed a lot of shizness. I've done a lot of stuff. I've had a lot of jobs. I've shot a lot of bullets. I've used a lot of glot, G-L-O-T, with my tongue, and I speak, and I say a lot of shizness. I have a good friend of mine who tells me all the time, yeah, you talk a good dang, but you don't do shizness. That is true. I would rather have a tongue than a weapon. You can give me a Glock 9, or give me the ability to speak. I'll take the ability to speak any day, because the ability to talk has gotten me in and out of more trouble than I can put down on paper. And so this ability to use a glot or a Glock is the ability to shoot a weapon. So when I talk, it's like shooting a weapon. Now, the Bible says that's what Jesus had. Jesus had the ability to do something. It's called dunamis power. He had authority. So when he spoke with authority. So the way that you control energy is to speak with authority. Now, when you get to my level, you don't speak with your tongue. You speak with your neurons, with your brain, because neurons controls chemicals in other people's body. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Neurons, so in other words, I can release oxytocin in your body, or I can release cortisone in your body based upon my tongue. What does that mean? That means that I can release, now remember, the end game is this. You are a voice-activated individual. So in other words, whose voice am I listening to? Yours? I love you, brother. Love you, sister, but I'm sorry. I finally have fallen in love with myself, and I finally understand that I would rather be successful than liked. Now, it took me damn near 60 years to figure this shit out, but I figured it out. I now am a very angry man. I am angry at myself because I chose to live in poverty. I chose to be unhealthy. I chose to be ignorant and stupid. I chose to live in a negative relationship. I chose that so that way I could be liked. Now, that pisses me off because I've wasted. I learned a lot. Don't get me wrong. I learned a lot. But unfortunately, I chose to be liked instead of loved. Nobody put a gun to my head. Nobody abused me. There was no devils. Nobody manipulated me. I didn't join no cult. Nobody put nothing in my drink. Nobody, there was no freaking date rape, drug, or nothing. I chose to put all my energy into making other people feel instead of myself. So I chose to be a doormat so that way other people could feel liked. And then other people liked me because I made them feel. Now, neither one of us had no money. There was no exchange of money. There was no exchange of nothing. But all I did is I gave my energy by using words to tell people stuff that made them feel good. And in exchange of watching them feel good, I felt good. Now, I don't know if that makes logical sense to you, but that's how I lived my life. I lived my life getting joy of watching other people feel liked at my own expense. Now, that is what you call, again, a negative habit pattern. Because we're supposed to love our neighbor the same way we love ourselves. You're not supposed to love your neighbor more than you love yourself. In fact, you can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. And you're supposed to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That's the first law. The second law is just like the first. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. On these two laws hang the entire universe. So you can take your seven immutable laws. You can take the Ten Commandments. You can take everything you got. I just got two laws. And my whole life is governed off those two laws. So I took those two laws, and I used those two laws to become an energy master. What does that mean? Well, let's go back to dictionary.com, because remember, we're still talking about and breaking down this word energy. So that means that a polyglot means you got many glocks. That means you got many tongues. That means that you got, as my daughter calls me, used to say that, Dad, you got a mouthpiece. So if you got a mouthpiece, you got to learn how to use it. So just because you got the ability to speak doesn't mean that you are a responsible creator. So we have a book called the Bible. It's called the Bible. The Bible, Bible is Bybel. B-Y, Baal. You know, Baal was the bull. He was a Canaanite deity. And this Canaanite deity had this ability to speak multiple languages. So we live in a world that is controlled by a linguistical god. And so in order to get anywhere in the world, you must understand linguistics. If you don't understand linguistics, you're not a polyglot. You can't control neurons. And so the science of linguistics, if you type in the word linguistics in dictionary.com, it says this. The word linguistics is the science of language that includes phonics, number one, phonology, number two, morphology, number three, syntax, number four, semantics, number five, pragmatics, number six, historical linguistics, number seven. Those are the seven keys that control energy. Now, I broke that down last night at 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. If you did not listen to last night's show at 6 p.m., you need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so I can send you that message about 45 minutes, 50 minutes long so you can listen to it because I don't have time to go back over it. But You control energy with those five or those seven keys. You got to have phonics, phonology, morphology, syntax, semantics, pragmatics, and historical linguistics. That means chronic. Chronic or diachronic means over time linguistics is used. So, as I've said before, give me time and give me your ear. I'll have you do anything that I need you to do. Anything. I don't give a beep what it is. I just need time. Now, every neuro-linguistical programmer, every Reverend Dr. Bishop who's been to cemetery school, they all know this. Every cult of master, everybody that's any type of pawn artist or manipulator, they all know this. What do they know? They know what is called diachronic linguistics. Now, you may not know this. That's why I'm telling it to you today, so that way you can understand. So that way you understand why the most dangerous thing that you can do, the most dangerous thing that you can do is not understand diachronic linguistics, which is the seventh piece of the puzzle. So if you do the other six, you get what is called a diachronic person. So most people don't understand why thugs and drug addicts and all of this stuff, they got to go through those five steps to brainwash you, because the word brainwash means wash brain. So to wash your brain, to make it clean, so that way they can put their stuff in it, it takes time. And historical linguistics, or the ability to control energy, is the over understanding how you don't allow somebody like me to control or to manipulate you. How do you do that? So if I say something to you and it affects you, number one thing you should ask yourself, why do I give up what Brother Will says? First thing, so if you're in a relationship with somebody and they say something to you and it affects you, why does it affect you? First thing, well, people tell me all the time, I love this person, Doc. So I allow them to speak into my life because I love them. And so I immediately ask them, so why do you love them? And I like couples, and I like the response because it's a yin yang. One couple is in the relationship, and another person is not. And then when that person checks out, the other person checks in, and this goes back and forth. Both people can never check in at the same time. Now I have a whole book that I'm gonna be breaking down later on in the year that explains this theorem called the ether force. So this is the fifth element. Now, to control energy, you have to know this. You have to know this. Because right now, why can't you leave? So you're in a relationship, and you want to leave, but you can't. Why? Or somebody did you dirty, man, and you want to cut them off, but you can't. They're in your head. Why can't you just get them out? Why do you think about this person? How do they put their energy inside of your brain? And you can't get rid of it. Now, you know that this person, that you shouldn't talk to this person, but you still talk to them. Why? Why can't we just live with somebody? Like, I was in a relationship for 25 years, first marriage. 25 years. 25 years. Now, there's a lot of people that I'm talking, that listen to my show, you ain't even 25 years old. And I was in a relationship 25 years, 25. And then one day, I walked into the garage, and I told her, I'm out. And she didn't understand. To this day, we talk, and she's still like, yeah, I know, I understand. It's been like, we've been divorced now, man, what, 10 years? And what's interesting is, 25 years of my life, I was attached. Now, how deep of a level of attachment can be debated, but there was an attachment. So how did I detach myself after 25 years? Now, let me ask another question. So I've had how many jobs now? 63? I'm still counting. I was at 50-something, and then I added up my last one from this last year. Now I'm at 63. So how did I attach and then detach 63 times? How many cars have I had? I don't, oh, damn. How many affairs? Oh, wow, lost count. How many? Now, I say this because I need you to understand energy mastery. Because, see, people don't understand me. People judge me, especially my family members. I'm not talking about you. And my family members say, damn, dog, you know, how many times have you moved? Now, in my first marriage, we moved 23 times in a 25 year. 23 times, different houses, in 25 years. Now, I have what they call arrested development disorder, according to the therapist. Now, arrested development disorder means that your development was arrested. So as a child, I was developing. Now, this is how you master energy. I know I'm going the long way around, but I'm going the long way around on purpose because the devil is in the details. See, most people, they say, get to the point, doc, get to the point, get to the point, and then they miss it. The point is there is no point. The point is the details. See, you are attached to the end game, and you are not attached to the role. Everybody that's listening to my voice, you got a goal. You're attached to that goal. Great relationship. I want a new car, or I want, you know, $100,000, or I want to get married, or I want to get divorced. That's your goal. But you never attach to the role. In other words, what is the steps that takes you in the direction of the goal? See, I don't give a beep about the goal because the goal is easy. I've never had a goal that I have not achieved. I've never set a goal that I have not achieved. Never. Because the goal that I set is not what I'm trying to achieve. I'm trying to achieve mastery of the role. If you could understand that statement, mastery of the seven P's of linguistics, mastery. I'm not talking about familiarization. Everybody's familiar with it. See, right now you're familiar with everything that you do, but you ain't mastered it. You're familiar with relationships, but you haven't mastered it. People tell me all the time, and I like talking to people that in the areas of wealth, wisdom, and relationships. Because one of the things that I have done with my life is I like how things work. I don't know, I've always been fascinated with biology as a kid. I used to watch Mutual of Omaha when I was a little crumb snatcher. And I remember at my grandma's house, we didn't have a TV or electricity and running water at our house. So I would go to my grandmother's house every Sunday and I would watch Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom. And I just watched animals. And my brother and sister used to laugh at me. They're outside playing tag and playing it and scratch and all this stuff. And I was in the house watching Mutual of Omaha, watching animals. And I would watch the lions. I was always fascinated by lions because the male lion don't do shiznit. The female lions do all the work. They do all the honey. They do everything. And then the male lion shows up and eat all the food. And then I would watch the male lions, and they just, you know, they was ruthless. And I would watch this one episode. It was called the lion, male lions kill hyenas, but they don't eat them. It's funny. And I asked myself, why does the male lion kill hyenas? The male lion hates hyenas. But why? Hyenas, they hunt in packs. One hyena can't do nothing to no lion. But 20? Yeah. Then they can force a male lion up a tree. So every chance a male lion gets, now the female lions don't do this. Only the male lion. Only the male lions kill hyenas every chance they get. They hate hyenas because hyenas understand how to dethrone the male lion. In other words, how to get the male lion out of his space. So this is what's going on in your life. The devil, if you want to call it that, the thoughts in your brain, they jump, they gang tackle you because see, you're a lion. One thought that comes into your brain that says, you're in a relationship. If I got a thought in my brain that says, you know, my mate, if I'm on my job, I get a thought that says my supervisor. If I'm in my car and I get a thought that says my car. If I get one thought that says, hey, my car is going to break down, don't do nothing. If I get one thought in my head that says, my wife doesn't love me, doesn't do nothing. If I get one thought that says, hey, you know, you've been late every day this week. And you know you've been late at your job, But you only get one thought that says, hey, you know, they might fire me. What happens? Nothing. It's one thought. Like, what? Hey, one thought comes into my brain. But I remember watching this cartoon, The Ant. And they were talking about the grasshopper. And the grasshopper used the same analogy. You remember the grasshopper? And the guy was like, yeah, they're just a puny ants. And all the other grasshopper was laughing. He picks up an acorn or a pebble or a grain or some a rock. He throws it at him. And he hits the grasshopper. And the grasshopper, and he asks him, did it hurt? And they all start laughing. Ha, 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 ha. No, one rock didn't hurt. And he was standing next to this level. You guys remember the cartoon, right, Ants? And he pulls it, and all of the acorns come down and bury this dude, this ant. Or this, I'm sorry, not the ant, or the grasshopper. And then they ask him, did it hurt? See, that's the way energy is. Your thoughts are energy. One thought alone don't do shiznits. When you get buried underneath your thoughts, women, please hear me. Women do this all the time. They sit at home. They got a gallon of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, and they eat the whole gallon. And they're sitting there, and they're crying because their thoughts just bombarded them. This is what I do. I was telling a client this today. I'm a bad guy. I know I'm a bad guy. I've done a lot of bad shitness in my life. However, when I look in the mirror, I see a good guy. I've purposely don't allow myself to think negative thoughts about myself anymore. Now, I used to when I was young, dumb, and stupid. Now, I'm not calling nobody that. That was me. I can talk about me because I'm me. So nobody got to email me and tell me, hey, Brother Will, you know, we love you, brother. There's no need to beat yourself up. Hey, hell no. I know who I am. I love myself, too. Probably a little too much. But when I didn't, this is how you are not an energy master. You're sitting at home. A thought comes into your head. You're in a relationship. And that thought comes into your head that says, that Negro don't love you. He playing you. And then another thought that validates that thought comes into your head. See, this is how he's playing you. You text him. He ain't text you back. Or you called him. Or you saw him. Or you read a Facebook post. Or you saw that fool walking down the street. Or you know, a friend. This is a good one. A friend says, hey, girl, I saw your man. And guess who I saw your man with, girl? Girl, you're not going to believe who I saw your man with. You say, girl, who you saw my man with? And y'all women, y'all know how y'all do. Men, this is how men do. We be sitting at home. We don't need nobody to call us. Men, we conjure up demons in our own head. We just be sitting there, and we can see our girl with Jim Bob in a certain position that you and her used to only be in. And now Jim Bob is banging your girl. And you like, you already know. Now, let me tell you what happened to me. I like to talk, you know, a lot of bullshitness, as one of my friends always say. So this happened to me. So I left. Now, no disrespect to my current situation, but you guys know, I left. Gone. Moved out. Life was good. Then a thought came into my head that says, dude, what you did was wrong, homie. You left that girl there by herself. How's she going to pay the rent? How's she going to take care of the bills? One thought. Two, three, four, five thoughts. Then another thought came into my head. Hey, you moved out on Monday, on Friday. You was replaced on Monday. Dude, she replaced you pretty quick. Like, damn, you didn't even get your stuff out the door before old boy moved in. Then guess what? He's sleeping in the bed you brought. Yeah, them dishes you brought, he eating off of them. Go right by there. Yeah, look at the parking spot. That your car used to be parked there. Now, granted, I've gone and moved on in a better situation. Life is good. But my thoughts, the thought said this. And then I had an image in my brain. Hey, yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember? You used to do this with your wife. Now somebody else is doing this. First thing that should have came to my head, my brain was, why do I give up flying? Beep. But that thought didn't come. Energy mastery is controlling of those negative thoughts. that take you back to Egypt when you get your. Now, I got my black ass out, and I went back. Now, I can't talk for nobody else. Now, I'm unapologetically me now. The old dude that y'all used to listen to 3 months, I buried that fool. So I'm not apologizing anymore for being me. I'm sorry, but I'm not. So I'm going to say my truth. I'm going to be authentic, and I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be honest. I've been in a situation, no disrespect, because it's not that person. I did this, brother. Let me make sure y'all understand me. So that way, if y'all going to retell my story, freaking tell it correctly. Nobody manipulated me, brother. Nobody manipulated me, sister. I chose to be in a situation where I was tolerated instead of elevated because I didn't elevate myself. I was freaking tolerating myself. Nobody can disrespect me unless I first disrespect myself. Nobody can lie to me first unless I first lie to myself. So everything that was done to me, I freaking did it to myself. So I'm sitting in an environment a couple of weeks ago. So I'm doing a class, and I'm sitting there, and I'm doing this class, and I posted it on Facebook. And while I'm doing this class with an audience of, you know, I don't know how many people were there, maybe 10 people, the thought came into my head of the reality of the situation that I chose. So I could have been doing the same class in front of 100,000 people, but I chose to be in an environment where I was liked and tolerated instead of an environment where I was loved and elevated. I chose. So the question is it my wife's fault? Hell no, it's my fault. I'm being disrespected, but the question is why? Now, I'm going to ask you the same question that I'm asking myself. Now, see, everything that I'm doing, this is what you guys are feeling. That's why everybody in my group right now, y'all going through all kinds of hell. Why? Because where you are at right now is where I was at about 2 months ago. And I got out of Egypt. So now, do you honestly think that entity that you ordered is going to just let you walk out? It's going to let you go? Nah, bruh. Nah, sis. That's not how it works. That entity that you created wants to live, and now you're trying to bury it because now you realize that I don't want to be poor anymore. Well, that poverty demon, you think he's just going to, just because you decided and you got a stroke of morality, now all of a sudden you don't want to be poor, you don't want to be poor because now you realize your worth, now you realize your value, now you realize that you're not going to be disrespected anymore. Now all of a sudden you got a stroke of morality and you think that old entity, that old thought pattern, that old way of thinking, do you honestly think that that's just going to just go away? That is not how it works. So you have to bury that entity with your lioness. You got to use your roar. Now, when a lion roars, the frequency of the roar disables the movement of the prey. Let me say that again. I talked about it yesterday, how to program your body with your voice. I got the scientific proof that proves it. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because people miss me on this all the time, and they confuse what I'm saying. So let me make sure I'm crystal clear. Nobody outside of me is pumping me up to do nothing. I'm pumping myself up. The Bible says, build up your faith. Build up yourself. It's called faith talk. That's what I call it. So that means that when I want to do something, I know that my imagination precedes my creation. So I know that my soul, my mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect, those five pieces of the puzzle must be controlled by my spirit, which is my energy. So my entity, which is my energy, must control my mind. These five you have to do to be an energy master. Number one, your mind. Now, we've talked about this a lot of times. The mind is where the thoughts come in. So a thought comes into my mind. That's the processing center. The mind is the place that processes reason and logic. So it's the place where a thought comes in. The thought comes into my mind, number one. Then the mind activates the will. So there's a neurological, or what is called a neurochemical trigger in my brain that releases and changes my brain chemistry when a thought comes in. So I'm sitting here at home right now. Now, if you don't believe me, try this. Sit at home, men, y'all can relate to this one. Men, you at home, close your eyes. I don't even close my eyes. If you at home, put the thought in your brain of your mate or the person that you're in a relationship with when y'all was engaged in sexual activity. Men, we do this all the time. Men, y'all, I know men, y'all can relate. Women, y'all can too. So what happens when you imagine that? What happens when the thought comes into the brain? The will. Will is the inertia or the energy or the desire to do. So the thought comes into the mind. The mind activates the will. The will activates the emotion. The emotion is the energy or the entity. That means that that thought now takes on a chemical form, and dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, some chemical is released inside of the body. That's what an emotion is. It's a freaking chemical. So the thought, however, is what produces it. So if you control the thought, you control the chemistry. So you got to be a thought controller. An energy master is a thought master. So a thought comes into my mind. If I don't like it, I do exactly what the Bible says. Bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. The Bible tells you what to think about, as I've discussed, Philippians 4:8. That means if a thought comes into my brain of fear, it produces the will of fear, that releases the emotion of fear, that activates the imagination of fear, that produces the intellect of fear, that manifests fear. It works the same way with faith, with doubt, with love. So anything that you want in life, put that thought in your head. If you want a great relationship, if you want to be loved, put the thought of love in your head. Now, I don't care what the action outside of you. Now, I've been doing this for damn near 60 years. The house I'm living in right now, the car that's in my driveway, everything is the result of this process that I'm explaining to you. This is how you master space. This is how you master energy. Since everything is energy, if you want to master anything in your life, if you want to master your health, if you want to master your wealth, if you want to master your relationships, if you want to master, you know, anything in life, this is how you do it. Don't focus on the goal. Focus on the role. Let me say it again. Don't focus on the goal. Focus on the role. Don't focus on the goal. If my goal is to make $100,000 this year, I'm not just going to sit at home right a mantra on a 3x5 card that says, I am going to make $100,000 this year. Now, I'm going to do that, but I'm not going to sit at home and watch it. After I do that, I'm going to ask myself the next question, which is, okay, what do people who make $100,000 a year do? They get their ass up and they go to work. That's what they do. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do whatever people who that make $100,000 do, I'm going to do that. So people, that's in love. So I'm in a relationship. You're in a relationship. You got a relationship going on, and you say you want a relationship that's happy. You want a relationship that people respect each other, that people are transparent, that they're open, and that they're honest, that they love each other, they value each other. You want that type of relationship, but you ain't got it. So what you going to do? That's your goal. So you just going to sit there and think about it? Nah, bruh. That's not how it works. So then you got to get up. So people that are in a good relationship, you know what they do? They show up unannounced at their person's job with flowers. You know what they do? They put that person on their brain all day. You know what they do? They text the person and tell them that I love you. I'm thinking about you. I want to build a life with you. Then guess what else they do? They take their money and their time and they put it into that person. Now that's a foreign concept. Actually putting your energy and your time and your money where you want to be. And then guess what? You can look at their phone and they probably got that person's picture on their cell phone instead of the hoochie or some other dude. It's crazy. And then guess what else people who have good relationships do? They actually like the person. This is crazy. They really like the other person. They like spending their time. When you see them, guess where they at? They're not with their homeboys at 2:00 in the morning. Guess where they are? They're at home with the person that they claim they love. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. They actually like hanging out with the other person. The hell? People that are in good relationships, they actually build that relationship. It just wasn't freaking osmosis. They put their energy and their time, their sweat and their tears into that relationship to make it work. Now, no disrespect to my current situation, I'm at home by myself. Now, as I've said on many shows, my wife knows this, we talk about it all the time, I've spent more time alone in this marriage than I've ever spent in my entire life. Now, I was talking to my wife, and I told her, I thought this was funny. It was kind of a statement of fact. I picked up her and looked at her cell phone. She has a picture of her mother and father on her phone. Now, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Now, I told her I was going to probably mention this, so she already knows. She probably listening. Now, I'm a grown-ass man. She's a grown-ass woman. I asked one of my children. Now, ladies, if you're married, do you have a picture of your mother and father on your cell phone? I'm just putting it out there. I don't. Now, my mother's not around. Even if she was, I ain't married to my mother or my father. I'm just saying. Now, don't feel sorry for me, because I ordered this shit. Shiznits, pardon my French. So, all you other energy masters out there, you're in the same position I'm in. Today, tomorrow, next week, you need to make a decision in the areas of wealth, because right now you know what you have ordered. And that what you order is your energy. Now you can keep it or you can change it. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know what I'm going to do. I don't know about you. I've always did the show about how to change your pattern, how to get out the box. Now whether you listen to it and implement it, that's on you. But all I know is one thing. I got goals in life, brother. I got goals in life, sister. And I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in a mind-blowing relationship with the woman of my dreams. Because I bring my dreams into reality. And I am not attached to the goal. I am attached to the role. That means right now today, guess what I'm doing? I am doing stuff that makes me wealthy. I am doing stuff that makes me I am doing stuff that makes me wise. I am doing stuff today, not next week, that's putting me in a great relationship today. What you doing? A energy master, he does stuff. He don't talk. She don't talk. They make a goal. They look at that goal once, and then they put their head down, and they get on the treadmill. And every day, they take a step on that freaking treadmill that takes them in the direction of the goal. Every freaking day. So if you are not doing that, you're not an energy master. You need to tell me you had a goal in your life. I got a goal in my life. I'm making $125,000 this year. So today I'm getting off this phone. This show is one of the things that's taking me in the direction of that $125,000. So anybody that want to be a part of helping me get to that goal, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because I got a product and service and information that's worth 10 grand. That's going to cost you $5,000. That's going to help me reach my goal. And I guarantee you, I got a double money back guarantee. And based upon all of the responses that I've been getting this morning, yesterday, and all week since I started this program, this sucker's working like clockwork. It's working in my life. So it's not theory. It's a theorem. It means it already works. That means, as I close, you are responsible for you. So if you don't like the amount of money that you're making right now, you change it. Don't blame the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Don't blame your wife. Don't blame your spouse. So if I don't like my health, if I look in the mirror and I take my clothes off and I get buck naked and I stand in front of the mirror and if I don't like the way that I see, I love me some me, so I don't know. I'm good. But if you don't, then what you going to do? Now, this morning, what did I do? I went to the gym. This afternoon, what are you going to do? What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the gym again. Go figure. So I'm going to the gym twice a day. Why? I got a freaking goal. People ask me, people in the gym see me, and it's like, were you here this morning? Yep. I'll be back this afternoon. Why? Nobody else is going to the gym twice a day. Because nobody else got the goal of having 5% body fat while maintaining body weight, a muscle mass, a BMI. Of over 200 pounds. Nobody else has that goal. I do. And so I'm doing things. I'm eating and doing things that's taking me in the direction of my goal. But I ain't attached to the goal. I'm attached to the role. I'm going to do the stuff. That gives me the energy. So I put a goal, which is a thought, in my brain, which is in my mind. That gives me the will. All of a sudden, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock rolls around, it's like, hey, gym time, homie. And then I don't have to wrestle. I don't press the sneeze button no more. All of a sudden, I got energy in motion. It's called emotion. Where did I get it from? A thought. Where did a thought come from? An idea that says, I want to have 5% body fat while maintaining X amount of muscle mass. That thought came into my head. I got me a picture, put it on the wall, and then I detached from that image. I got the image in my head, though, but every day I'm thinking, what am I putting in my mouth? Is it going to maintain my 5% body fat? Is it going to allow me to put on muscle mass? No, it's not. Okay, take it out of my mouth, put something in my mouth that's going to take me in the direction of my goal every day. That's what I do. And so in the areas of wealth, I got to do the same thing. In the areas of health, I got to master the energy. In the areas of wealth, I mean, in the area of wisdom, I just can't be freaking over here reading, you know, the Marvel comic books unless it got wisdom in it. I read and I watch stuff that's taking me in the direction of my goal, which is I want to know the truth, not a freaking version of it. I stay up late, get up early, so that way I can be in the truth. In the area of relationship, same thing. I got a freaking goal. And every day I'm doing something that's taking me in the direction of my goal. So I'm begging you, master your space. How? Don't worry about how. All you need is one thing, a reason. As I've said, and let me close with this. This is one of the most important things. Somebody need to write this down. You don't have no money because you don't have a reason for it. The reason precedes the plan. Your reason is not big enough. You got a reason. Now, I'm going to get me a convertible Corvette this year. But is that my reason for making $120,000? So I cannot put a picture of my convertible Corvette that I'm going to get this year as my goal. Because that is not a reason. A reason must be innate. It must be inside of you. So the reason that I'm making $125,000 a year, because it's going to take that amount of money, number one, I'm worth that amount of money. Number two, for me to open up my bookstore, I'm opening up a bookstore down in Houston, put all my physical books inside of there. I'm going to set my office up there. I'll probably do my seminars there. May do some more stuff like I did when I had my stuff here in San Antonio. Haven't decided yet. That's a reason for me to make $125,000. That motivates me. That gets me up in the morning. That keeps me up late at night because I got a freaking goal. And now I do things that takes me in the direction of fulfilling that goal. What's your reason? Once you get a reason to do, you will automatically get the plan. The universe supplies the plan once you supply the reason. God is just waiting on you. The universe is waiting on you. You got a reason? So you ain't got a reason. You can't get out of the box until you got a reason to get out. So you're going to stay in an environment or in a relationship where they tolerate you until you get a reason for somebody to elevate you. You're going to stay. And it's okay. Don't get it twisted. It is okay. It is okay to stay where you are at. Because where you are at is where you have chosen to be. Now, if you decide not to stay there, hey, you got a reason. When you get a reason, God will create the season. And he's also going to provide the plan for you to fulfill your reason in your season. Your job is to simply get the reason. So I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. I got a reason to master my energy. I got a reason to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. I got four great reasons for those four great areas. And it's my prayer that you have the same. So my brothers and sisters, remember, your thoughts are your energy. Everyone has a moment when their mind does its own thing and it takes you down a path that it should not. Your job is to stop your mind from ganging up on you the same way those hyenas gang up on the lion. Your job is to fight one hyena at a time. When that thought comes in that says, you ain't worth blank, stop and say, oh, hell no, I know I'm valuable. Because I remember when I did this. I remember when I did that. I remember when I did this. Make sure you only think about what you have done that is positive, because that will allow you to override the negative. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.